any defeat, you're disappointed. And I just thought, you know, first half we didn't really have a go. And second half we did, and had more of the game and had more of the chances, but I'm saying the same thing. So got to put it in the back of the net, and you've got to keep it out of ours. So a really disappointing performance. And, you know, I thought that this was a game we were going to win. And, you know, we didn't come out of the traps and we didn't do the things that we'd worked on. So then that becomes a little worrying. And then we try and change it second half, go 4-4-2, look better, but still, we're still missing somewhere along the line. We're still those vital bits. And until we can get that right, you know, it's difficult to win football matches. And we've done all right in the Cups. Played okay against Norwich, played okay against Derby, but the league, you know, I'll take the crew performance. We played pretty well. But the three others, I believe we're better than those performances, but we have to prove it on the pitch.
Why is the game plan not working?
We're just not executing. You know, some of the passing was really sloppy first half. Slow, no tempo, too many touches. All the things that we ask not to do. And every now and again, you know, don't get me wrong, we talk about passing it, but you have to be more direct. And, you know, we just want to overplay at times. And, you know, we've never said take 10 passes in our half. We've said take 2 passes in our half and get it in theirs. So bits look okay, and then other bits are just so frustrating because you're waiting for the players to step forward and go forward and be dynamic that we see and we know that they've got, but we just didn't have it today.
What about the defending on the two goals?
Well, the first goal was a terrible goal. Free kick just runs past the left back, just runs past my right winger, and then we're overloaded at the far side. I think it's Murph has to go across, and then we're just overloaded. So again, you know, it's basic stuff. And you know, there's nothing that the players didn't know about Hartlepool today. Nothing at all. And you know, I felt that, yeah, it's a different game to Tuesday's game against Norwich, but if you can get it down and you can pass it, you'll create some chances, which we did do, but you've got to put them in the back of the net when you get the chance.
How do you then influence your team and get them in the right mindset to get a victory then this season?
Well, it's fairly obvious that no, we need some bodies. We need to strengthen. You've seen the squad. Mm. Seen the squad. Well, obviously, we're missing some players.
And you let Bobby Grant go, didn't you, yesterday? Yeah. He went to Rochdale. People were wondering, people have wondered on our airways, why did you not bring a striker in?
Hey, don't think for a minute we weren't trying. We had no choice with Bobby. After last Saturday's game, he came Monday. Well, first of all, he was distraught at the reaction that he got when he came off the pitch. And he's obviously took that into Sunday, and Monday he came in, and you know, he was really upset that he felt that he'd try to change, but he'd had some abuse from certain supporters, and you know, he just felt that he couldn't, or it wasn't a place that he could continue to play. So and we all said, look, you'll play through it, you'll get through it. And to be fair to him, I thought he did look a changed player. His attitude was better and he's working harder for the team. But in the end, you know, we had no choice. That he didn't want to play in front of the supporters. He felt there was nothing that he could do would be to turn that around, their opinion of him. So we didn't want to lose a striker, but we had no choice. And then, you know, we have tried so hard to get a striker in, but it just hasn't happened. And you know, we've had lists and made inquiries, and we thought we're getting there, and then even at, I think I was left the office at, must be 7:30, 7:45 last night, and we just couldn't do it.
How will that hamstring you then, do you think, going forward?
Well, you know, it gives us a week, and gives us a week to try and find somebody, even though we play on Tuesday. It's just imperative. You see the squad, it's so slight, you know, so small that we haven't really, I thought, even though Connor and Keegan did well when they come off the bench, you know, we haven't really got anything else to change And that's really what we're missing.
Do you get the money from the sale of Bobby Grant to Rochdale to reinforce when you can do that?
Well, I get the wages, so, you know, that's a help. But, you know, the quality of strikers that we're looking for cost a lot more than that.
What would you say to supporters tonight who are listening to this?
Firstly, I am as upset as them about the result, and definitely the first half performance. And, you know, we need them. And it will get better. It will get better. It seems really bad now, but it will get better. But at the same time, you know, we know, we all can see, we have to add to the squad. And, you know, we can't wait for Mazika to come back or Collins. You know, so we are trying to add to the squad as best we can.
What about Paul Reid? What's the latest with him? When will he be back?
Yeah, he has the plaster off on Wednesday. And then, as far as we're all concerned, he's good to go. Niall's not going away with the Republic. He spoke to the manager and gave his side, and thankfully they've said he doesn't have to go, so that's good. I think he's playing quite well at the moment.